Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb from the National Hurricane Center, live with our update on Hurricane Matthew. It is still a hurricane, and it is still affecting the coastal areas of South Carolina and portions of North Carolina, and increasingly so inland areas of both South and North Carolina. The center of circulation, if you are happening to look at radar, it is not well defined, but the center of action is on land, and there's plenty of rainfall occurring over most of the state of South Carolina, and what's left of the northern eyewall is moving along the northern part of the South Carolina coast and headed in the Myrtle Beach area pretty soon. Let's take a look at the latest forecast track and intensity. Again, max sustained winds at 75 miles per hour and moving northeast at 12 miles per hour. But I would not focus too much on the center of circulation or the category or the strength of the storm. This is mostly now becoming a water event, but we still have no changes to the wind warnings. Hurricane warnings still in effect all the way from portions of the Georgia coastline through South Carolina into portions of North Carolina, then tropical storm warnings in effect all the way around the Outer Banks. But we have made changes to the prototype storm surge watches and warnings. No change down south, where the prototype storm surge warning is still in effect for a portion of the Georgia coast. Water levels are still high. It's going to take a while for those waters to recede. The prototype storm surge warning is still in effect all of the South Carolina coast and most of the North Carolina coast, extending through Cape Fear, going farther north from there to Bogue Inlet, and then again from Cape Lookout all around, including the Cape Hatteras area, also issuing now a prototype storm surge warning for the western part of the Pamlico Sound. And a lot of what is going to happen here is going to be sound side flooding as the winds on the north side of Matthew bring from the northwest a push of water that could flood from the sound side. So it's not all going to be from the Atlantic side, although that will contribute as well. And also prototype storm surge watches in effect for other portions of the North Carolina Outer Banks, including up in parts of the Albemarle Sound. So even though the overall trend for Matthew is weakening, in some places, the hazards are getting more imminent and weather is going downhill. Now let's talk about the other water component here, the inland flooding threat. There's a very high risk of excessive rainfall that could cause life-threatening inland flooding. Already been seeing for hours now heavy rainfall over much of the state of South Carolina, along with very gusty winds to tropical storm force. Do not get on the roads in South Carolina or North Carolina as the rain spread into that state as well. If you look at the Weather Prediction Center's excessive rainfall, we are talking not only about several inches of rain potentially, but we could see, this is additional rains to come, could measure rainfall in terms of more than a foot from this point forward. So this is going to be a significant water event for South and North Carolina. So even as we are forecasting Matthew to weaken as it moves roughly parallel to the coast of North Carolina over the next day or so, so when you hear Matthew is now a tropical storm later on, don't let that mean to you that the water hazards have gone away. This is going to be a very dangerous, life-threatening water event for an hour, for not only for the next hours, but days to come. Live from the National Hurricane Center, I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.